Ruth also was destitute after the war, with little of his possessions or home surviving the fire the Confederate Army set when it evacuated Richmond. He managed to hold on to his job as superintendent of the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railroad, despite moves to depose him by enemies who suspected him of wartime sabotage. He lobbied Washington to rebuild quickly the rail line's track and bridges that had been destroyed. With his compensation claim rejected, Ruth, in November 1869, finally managed to secure a job from the new Grant administration as a revenue collector for the 2nd District of Virginia, based in Petersburg. He resigned from that job on December 2, 1871, after suffering a severe heart attack. He died 8 months later from a stroke at age 54. President Grant took care of his lady in Richmond. On March 17, 1869, he made Van Loo the city's postmaster. It was an important position. The post office was the largest and most politicized of federal agencies, with thousands of patronage jobs to dole out. A postmaster for a large city like Richmond held a coveted civil service post, well paid with a $4,000 a year salary, whose occupant had political muscle and could use the position as a stepping stone to higher office. Few women had snared these appointments, although more would under Grant. Richmond newspapers were predictably outraged. Grant had appointed not only a traitor to the Southern cause, but also a radical feminist. Even some Northern papers condemned Van Loo's selection. Reports about her espionage network now surfaced, fueling even more resentment. Other Northern papers, however, praised the selection, as did Union soldiers around the country who had not forgotten her aid to their comrades in rebel prisons. Van Loo's financial support of relatives, contributions she made to black charities, plus payments she had to make on a large debt, ate up a good deal of her new paycheck. Operating out of offices in the Customs House building, she proved a successful postmaster, expanding and modernizing Richmond's mail delivery with a number of reforms. She was also strict with her employees. She refused to back down when mail carriers rebelled against one of her rules and threatened to walk out. Van Loo fired them, and Washington backed her up when the carriers appealed. Even more galling for Richmond's elite, Van Loo hired blacks to work in the post office and publicly backed African Americans brave enough to protest for civil rights. "We commend Van Loo to somebody's care," fumed a Petersburg Index article, "for she is running riot."